Everybody, welcome to The Spark on Architect Your Life TV. I'm Coach David, the author of the book, You Are the Architect of Your Life, teaching you how to design, build, and live the life you want. Hope you're doing fantastic on today. Go ahead and start shouting yourself out immediately because I have some great stuff for you on today, and I hope that you will grab a hold to this, and then it will help you go to the next level. If you would just listen and apply, I believe this right here, that this is going to be your best life because you are the deliberate creator, I hope, of your best life. If you're not the deliberate creator of your best life, then you're still the creator of your life. You're just not doing it deliberately, not doing it on purpose. And my whole assignment, my whole job is to help you to understand how you, one, design, two, build, three, get to live the life you want. So if your life is not moving in the direction that you desire for it to move in, I can help you. And that's what I really want to do. In today's segment in particular, I want to deal with doubt. I doubt it. Dealing with your doubt. Now, let me throw a scenario, if you will, and I want you to think about it for a moment. And then we'll just pick up the lesson and go from there. Have you ever been in a situation where you desired to be, do, or to have something? You knew it was what you really wanted, but however, doubt just kept creeping in. You would go and say, yeah, this is what I desire. This is what I want to be. This is what I want to do. This is the thing that I want to have. And as you did that, doubt creeped in. That's why I entitled this segment, I Doubt It, because doubt stops you from having what you can have. It stops you from being what you can be, and it stops you from doing what you can do. I believe with all of my heart, this is my belief, is that you can, without a doubt, have, be, or do anything that you desire. I just believe that. I believe that with all of my heart, and I want to get you to a point where you believe that also. But here's the thing, if you don't believe it, then it doesn't happen for you. So I want you to take a chance on yourself, not on me, not on Coach David. I want you to take a chance on yourself and just go for it. Today is your day just to go for it. Now, as you know, I teach you to be a deliberate creator of your life. Now, you can't deliberately create for anybody else, and they can't deliberately create for you, but you can become a deliberate creator of your life. I believe that your life right now is the sum total of all of your thoughts. And as you know, thoughts lead to your actions, and your actions lead to your results. But I'm going to talk to you today about being that deliberate creator from the standpoint of wiping out doubt in order that you can move forward. Now, I teach a simple three-step process: ask, answer, allow. Really simple. When you have that desire, when you have that thought of being or doing or having something, that is you asking. Because the Bible says this, and this is the way it works. However you think, that's exactly how you are. And before words ever come forward, you think a thought, and then the thought is, the best way that I can say it, your thought comes across through your words. But a lot of times we think thoughts and we don't say anything, and those thoughts still show up in our life. That is the asking part. The minute you ask, your source, God, the universe, whoever you want to call it, it's delivered unto you. Ask and it is given. And so the thing that really trips us up is that amount of time between us asking and it showing up. That is where the doubt creeps in. And so what we have to do, we have to understand that we can get beyond that doubt. Ask, answer, and allow. It is the allow part that messes us up. Why? Because we're not allowing it to happen through our doubt. We begin to question things. We begin to wonder if we can really have this thing. We begin to wonder if we can be or do this thing. I'm here to encourage you today and to exhort you to move forward, because yes, you can. You can be, you can do, you can have anything that you desire. But the first step is you got to believe that you can be, do, or have anything you desire. Many people don't believe that, and they will tell you they don't believe that. And so consequently, since they don't believe it, they never see it. They never receive it. I believe that you and I can be, do, or have anything. I want to emphasize that so much because I want to get you into that mode where you start having an expectation that when you ask, it is given. Ask, answer, allow. The critical part right here is the doubt. What does that mean? Okay, so let me slow down a little bit and let me explain this in such a way. You ask, you receive the answer. It is your job to ask, and it is not your job to answer. But it is your job to allow. That is your responsibility. How do I allow it? I allow it by getting in vibrational agreement with it. And I've explained this before, but I'll say it again. You cannot receive what's on radio station 102 FM if you're tuned into radio station FM 98. You can't receive it. You have to become a vibrational match to 102 by tuning in to FM 102 in order to receive what's on FM 102. As long as you stay on FM 98, you're only gonna get or receive what's on FM 98. That is the simplest way to explain this process. Once you become now a vibrational, let me say it like this. Sound waves are vibrational. Your thoughts are vibrational. If your thoughts are not in alignment with what you ask for, you won't see it. And most of the time, what people do, they're not in alignment with it. And here's why they're not in alignment with it, because they have allowed doubt to creep in. Doubt is not on the same vibrational level with what you ask. You have to get there. And I can show you how to overcome doubt and do it. So how do I overcome? Number one is the ask part, correct? I said that, ask. But before you ask, relax, be clear. This is what I truly desire. So I'm gonna ask, but before I ask, I'm gonna make sure that I can clearly articulate what I desire. I'm going to make sure that my mind is clear. I'm going to ensure that I am 100% in alignment with what I'm asking for. That may take some time. It may take a couple of hours. It may take a few days. Whatever it is, I promise you, it's worth you taking the time to relax, to clear your mind, and to get to that point where you are 100% on board with what you're asking. Now, here's one of the key ways that I do it. I learn to relax and clear my mind through meditation. And it doesn't take me very long to do that. I can do that at any point in my day where I can get alone, get focused, and meditate. Somebody told me one time, say, I don't have time for all of that. Then you don't have time to get on the vibrational level of what you asked for. You can clear your mind. Now, I believe that you have to do that. I believe that you have to spend time clearing your mind so when you ask, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's on its way to you. And you don't let doubt interfere with that. But here's a key point that most people do. Most people spend time being interested in what other people think. They'll even go and ask them, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Listen, I posted this morning. I want you to get this. I am not here to offend anyone, but here's the truth. The truth of the matter, other people have a different vantage point about this, which serves them. It doesn't serve you. That's not a negative thing. We all do what's in our best interest. Even if we say we don't, we do. So why are you asking somebody else from their vantage point what's best for you? You know better than anybody what's best for you. So why ask them? You ask your source, you ask God, you ask the universe. That's who you ask. And when you ask the universe, your source, God answers yes. And so what has to happen now, you've got to stay vibrationally aligned on the same line with that and allow it to come into your life. And it will show up. But the sooner you, here it is, the sooner I get tuned in to FM 102, the sooner I can hear and receive what's on FM 102. If I take my time about moving from FM 98 to FM 102, then it takes me a longer time to receive what's on FM 102. You have to do the same thing when it comes to you operating in what I'm sharing with you. Stay tuned in. Stay turned on. Stay with it until you see it. And the truth of the matter is, if you're willing to stay tuned in, turned on, tapped in, if you're willing to do that forever, you're not going to have to do it very long because you will see what you've been asking for. You'll see it. It's on its way to you right now. I can't convince you any more than that. It's on its way. But you have got to get the doubt out. Clear that doubt out. Talk yourself into vibrational alignment with your own desire. That's what you have to do. And here's how you know if you're there. This just came to me. Here's how you know if you're there. How do you feel? If you are feeling good about this, you're excited, you're joyous about it, you're happy about it, you're got great expectation, you're in alignment. You are in alignment and it's heading towards you and you're heading towards it. And in the due time, you're going to bump into it. But if you feel any other way other than that, if you feel anxious, you're out of alignment. If you feel like, well, I don't know, you're out of alignment. If you feel scared about it, oh, what if this don't work? You're out of alignment. You have got to get to the point where you're feeling good about this thing and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt what you ask has been answered and now you're just allowing it to show up in your life. If you will do that, you're on your way. Yes, you are. You are vibrationally aligned to your desire. And by being vibrationally aligned to your desire, it's just like being tuned in to FM 102. Boy, you're going to receive everything that FM 102 has. But if you get all that static and everything, you're not vibrationally aligned. If you don't feel good about it, you're not vibrationally aligned. Get that feeling up. So to wrap this up, I'm going to give you two things. Number one, be very clear about what you want. Be clear about that. Be very clear about that and take the time to get there. Number two, be vigilant about how you feel and don't let anybody or anything talk you out of it. And you are on your way to the manifestation that you desire. Now, did that help you? I hope it did. I really hope it did. If it helped you, how about leaving a check or something in the comments, say I got it, or whatever the case may be. I want you to work on this all next week because I want you to clear that doubt out. Get rid of that doubt. Walk around joyous knowing, hey, I got what I asked for. I say it like this. It's mine. It's mine. I got mine. And I just go for it. And then not much longer, it shows up in my life. I do it every day. Every single day. I do it hour by hour. I take my time to say, this next hour is going to be this way. And I set my vibration up with it. Boom. Just like that. It hits every single time. I got to get out of here on today. I hope this has helped you tremendously. If it has, would you do me a very special favor? Share this with somebody. Let's get it out there. Let's just share it, share it, share it, share it. It's not difficult to do. You just have to take the time to do it. So I'm asking you as a favor to me, because you've been helped, you help somebody else. Share this on today. Share it on your page or share it somewhere. Share it with a friend. Do something or put their name, tag them so that they can get this and they can get the help they need. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much tuning in with me each and every week, getting this and moving forward. But remember this right here. I want you to remember this because this is very important to this. You are the deliberate creator and architect of your life. And I believe in you. I'll see you next week. Bye.